DJ Snyder and Lauren Spillers lead us in our call to worship and lighting of the fourth Advent candle, the candle of love.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. We have experienced the gifts of God's steadfast love in Jesus Christ. Remember the love of Jesus, which is for us and for everyone. We remember this word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Let us worship in hopeful expectation. Come, let's walk in the light of God's love. Amen.
Let's have our prayer of the day. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Lift our hearts in hope. Open our hearts to your joy. Root our spirits in your peace, that our worship might proclaim your love for us, and our lives might show forth your love for others. Amen. It's time for our children's time. So if you're watching online, gather your children around. We got a blessing today. We got the puppets.
Good morning. Welcome to all who have joined us. I'm sure you are thinking about that Christmas present that will be under the Christmas tree and thinking how much you're going to love it. But think about the love that your mom and dad have for you. They love you so much, but besides them, God and Jesus loves you so much more. Can you think of Jesus, who was King in heaven, coming down as a tiny baby, so that he could experience what you have experienced?
Jesus cried, laughed, was sad, and played games with other boys and girls. Today we have lit the love candle on the Advent wreath. The other ones are hope, joy, peace. We have been waiting for Christmas. It is almost here. Think about Mary, Jesus' mom. As surprised as she was to know that she was picked to be the mom of God's Son, she was so proud of Jesus.
If you have ever seen a picture of the earth from outer space, you know how small earth is. God has made everything from tiny ants to big elephants. God loves us all, as Buzz Lightyear would say, to infinity and beyond.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son as a tiny baby. Jesus knows all about us and wants us the best to you. Help us to show your love to those we see this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
The message this morning is a message in song. It's a Christmas cantata presented by our church choir. The choir is directed by Stacy Frederick, accompanied by Ellen Ash, and the narrator for the cantata is Reverend Russell Cobb.
We gather to worship Christ, the newborn King, Jesus, the one foretold by prophets hundreds of years before his death. One of the prominent themes of the Christmas story is that of hope. It was this hope that sustained the chosen people of God, the nation of Israel, as they awaited the promised Messiah. The prophet Isaiah had assured them that their hope would be realized in a child, and that this child would be called Emmanuel, God with us. The hope of the ages resided then, as it does today, in the promised Son of God.
Sing, bring creation's story.
Isaiah once said that God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Never is that more evident than in the Christmas story. Rulers, kings, and anointed leaders typically arrive from places of prominence with royal announcements and pedigrees. But in the birth of Christ, nothing follows normal protocol. The prophet Micah foretold of the tiny village of Bethlehem from which this promised Messiah would come. But until that day arrived, Israel impatiently waited in darkness and despair, longing for an end to the seemingly endless night. A young couple from the small village of Nazareth. Joseph and Mary were engaged to be married when they had an unexpected encounter with God. Angelic visits to each of them individually confirmed the unimaginable. They had been chosen by the Creator of the universe to become the earthly parents to the long-awaited Messiah. Once this child was born, they were to name him Jesus, for he would save his people. Initially overwhelmed at this unexpected news, they willingly accepted the call of God to be his humble servants.
Yeah.
Mary was nearing the end of her pregnancy, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census to be taken of the entire Roman world. Each family was to return their ancestral home for registration. Joseph, taking Mary, returned to his hometown of Bethlehem, the city of David. Upon arrival, they took up temporary residence in a stable because they had been unable to find a place to stay. While they were there, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. On this night, the Holy Child, Heaven's Child, the Son of God, had come to earth. It was an ordinary night on a Judean hillside just outside of Bethlehem, where there were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. Shepherds were unlikely candidates for earth-shattering news, but this was a night like none other. Suddenly, the blackness shone with extraordinary light as an angel proclaimed to them the news of Christ's birth. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The skies were instantly filled with a great company of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth." The shepherds immediately went with haste to Bethlehem to see this newborn child.
Thank you.
arriving at the stable, the shepherds did indeed witness what the angel had told them. A young mother and father, a humble manger stall, and the newborn holy child. All who heard the story of what the shepherds had witnessed were amazed. The young maiden Mary, chosen mother of God, treasured all of this in her heart. As Bethlehem slept, the King of the ages had come into the very world his tiny hands had once helped create. Earthly parents and shepherds could only marvel at the miracle before them. The story of Christmas, God becoming human, is filled with the unlikeliest of elements. Only God could conceive such a plan. He chose an unlikely setting for this story, the tiny village of Bethlehem. An unlikely couple as supporting characters in this story, Joseph and Mary. God chose an unlikely audience through which to broadcast the news of Christ's birth, common shepherds. And he chose a newborn infant as the lead character in this life-changing story of redemption, love, and grace. Jesus, the Holy Child of Bethlehem. This is the compelling story of Christmas. This is the miraculous story of Bethlehem's child.